Radio 1.
Wir haben jeden Abend Live-Musik. So auch heute, und zwar heute mit Musik, die einen, also so ging es mir, als ich das heute gehört habe, sofort in einen anderen Bewusstseinszustand versetzt, also irgendwo so zwischen Traum und Wachzustand entrückt und trotzdem aber sehr, sehr irdisch. Die Band ist zwar in Berlin zu Hause, doch ihre Mitglieder kommen von überall her. Im Mai ist ihr neues Album erschienen. Ich glaube, es ist das vierte. Equilibria heißt es. Und wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie heute auch erschienen sind. Foundling. Aaron, Sam und David, oder? Aaron und Sam, okay. Schön, dass ihr da seid. We're doing this interview in English or German or both? In English, okay. Also that means Aaron, you're from Canada, from Montreal?
Yes, exactly.
And you, Sam, you are from?
From Australia.
From Australia?
From Melbourne.
Okay, so this band is international, so...
Pretty international.
Pretty international. Yeah. Maybe you introduce the band. From where is it?
Of course, yeah.
From Berlin. It's based in Berlin.
Yeah, we're all based in Berlin now, which is lovely. David is from near Stuttgart, so we do have a...
This is still Germany, I think.
Yeah, still Germany. Definitely. And Peter is from the United States, who plays saxophone. Mm-hmm. And Dino is from New Zealand, who plays drums.
Okay, also wir haben Australien, wir haben Kanada, Neuseeland, USA und Stuttgart. Na, so kann man das zusammenfassen. So, as I understand the idea of this band, it's rather collective than a band, is it right? Also ich habe so, als ich so mir die Bandbiografie angeguckt habe und was so die Idee ist, habe ich da gedacht, das ist eher so ein Kollektiv als eine Band.
It definitely has been. I mean, it's existed for a long time and I feel like it's always been very welcoming to, like when I first started the band in I lived in England, and it always just seemed like people would join the band. Like I wouldn't necessarily ask them to, but they would end up in the band. This happened in England, and then I moved to Montreal, and similarly, like I had a wonderful French horn player in my band, and she just showed up one day and was like, I would like to play. And so there's always been kind of a welcome, and I think that's also where the name came from a little bit, the Foundling.
Foundling, thing. Yeah.
But I would say that this version of the band in Berlin now, we've been together here for 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
And this is really quite a solid group that, you know, I mean, anyone is also welcome to also join the band, but there's definitely a core.
Okay.
There's a core group that is definitely, these are our Foundlings right now.
Okay. So. Also die Idee stand in London. Also da hat Aaron angefangen, und dann kamen natürlich so verschiedene Menschen und Musik. Also es gab noch gar nicht sowas wie eine Idee, wir gründen jetzt eine Band, sondern es kamen Menschen dazu, und sie hatten eine Hornplayer, eine Hornistin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Und ist Horn? Ja. Yeah. Ist Horn, oder? Is the translation of Horn, Horn?
Yeah.
So. Okay, Sam. Okay. Und ja, Trombone ist a Trombone. Trumpet ist a Trumpet. Horn ist a Horn. Okay, also so verschiedene Menschen, die sich so gruppierten, und es entstand dann aber irgendwann so ein Kern der Band. Also seit 7, 8 Jahren gibt es jetzt die Band hier in Berlin, und da gibt es zwar auch einen Kern und es kommen auch vielleicht wieder Leute dazu, aber diese Band existiert in dieser Form jetzt schon eine Weile genau, und es ist eine feste Formation. So, you once said, you didn't set out to be a musician in the first place. Also sie hat irgendwann mal gesagt, Aaron, sie hat eigentlich nie den Plan gehabt, Musikerin zu werden. Es war einfach unvermeidlich. It was inevitable. So.
Yeah, I think it really just I mean, it was a funny thing that I didn't think about it, because my father is a musician and he was in a...
Bass player
also.
Yeah.
So strange not to have the thought. But I have this secret idea that, and I never talked to him about this, but he maybe discouraged me quietly because he knew what a hard life it was, or it was a difficult... And that said, he was in quite a successful band, but I think he was trying to like get me to explore other areas.
Uh-huh.
But... it didn't work.
Okay.
It didn't work. I was meant to be a musician. I thought I maybe would go into theater or something else, and it just happened. The path just led, And I just followed.
Ja, okay. Also es gab mal die Aussage, dass sie gar nicht geplant hat, eigentlich Musikerin zu werden. Es war dann unausweichlich. Und es hat mit ihrem Vater zu tun, der in Kanada ein bekannter Bassplayer, Bassist war. Und he taught you actually the bass. Yeah? Also er hat ihr auch den Bass beigebracht und hatte aber eigentlich gedacht, vielleicht macht sie ja doch was anderes und so. Nein, es war dann tatsächlich vorbestimmt, dass sie auch Musik machen würde. So let's talk about your music. I just, when I introduced you, when I listened to your music, it was like I get into another, einen anderen Aggregatzustand, another, you know? What I mean?
Another
yeah.
world?
Like, yeah, another, yeah, it's sometimes something like between awake and the space between being awake and falling asleep,
oh,
maybe
I love
something.
That. That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, it is. It's completely out of time and so. So maybe you tell us something about your music. So how did you find your language, your kind of saying something through music, to find it's so much influenced by so much different styles. It's sometimes psychedelic, it's jazz, it's ambient in a way.
Lovely. Yeah, I always get flattered.
Yeah,
slightly overwhelmed with a nice compliment like that, but I mean, that's the perfect space. I think that I don't know, when you think about wanting to be somewhere with someone or bring someone on a kind of a journey, I think, like, where would we want to be?
Yeah.
And can we be in this space that kind of is out of time and out of, a little bit out of reality? You know, there's some threads there. It was a long process for sure. I don't think, you know, 15 years ago when I started making records, they weren't the same, but I think a little bit of the concept was there, and how we got to where we are now certainly is also influenced by the people who are in the band now, mm-hmm. and Sam playing percussion, and David's more of an ambient artist with synths, and Peter has an amazing solo project as well, and all of these influences kind of come together, and I think everyone understands the dream space.
Yeah,
yeah, I would agree with that. But I think Aaron gave us space to bring our own thing, which you explained these different moods that you feel. I think because we are allowed to bring our personalities to her compositions and expand on them. And you can certainly hear this on the record. We had a lot of freedom to say, maybe this idea works and maybe not, maybe this, maybe this. There's a lot of layering on the record. We've added a lot of things individually. It really does, I think, speak to what you say.
Yeah.
You can hear these different moods.
Yeah.
It's actually, you're hearing all of us kind of in this communion that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's magic. Also es ist wirklich magisch, was da passiert, wenn man diese Musik hört. Und Aaron hat es so ein bisschen erklärt. Also auf der Suche natürlich nach der eigenen musikalischen Sprache, dann kommen alle Mitglieder der Band dazu, die aus verschiedenen Richtungen kommen. Also Jazz spielt eine Rolle, Ambient spielt eine Rolle, dann Psychedelic und so. Und jeder ist ein Meister und Meisterin an dem Instrument jeweils und so. Und da entsteht ein ganz eigener Kosmos, ein ganz eigenes Universum an Klängen. Und dann kann man sich so wirklich aus der Zeit beamen und kommt in so einen anderen Bewusstseinszustand. Und Sam hat es nochmal ergänzt, also wenn wirklich auch die verschiedenen, bei der Produktion, die verschiedenen Layer und die verschiedenen Arten, die Ideen umzusetzen, die Aaron in ihre Songs schon gelegt hat und dann etwas ganz Eigenes daraus zu formen. Und das macht diese Platte auch so sehr besonders. Also die ist sehr, when you describe the process, is it rather intuitive or playful or both? Also wenn das entsteht, wie?
I mean, for me it was very intuitive and playful at the same time. It was, how long did we take to finish the record? 2 years?
3 years.
3 years.
I read,
wow.
The first thing I read was in 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the first idea, I think.
Totally. The first ideas came at that time. And then there was a period where we got really focused. And that, I would say, was quite fun and playful. And we all,
yeah.
I think that there's other elements out, even outside of the music,
yeah.
that really brought us together. We were having, like, I was living in this incredible space that was also studios and living there near Funkhaus. Mm-hmm. And Sam was making cocktails and we had fires in the evenings and we had really nice food and we just like really spent time together. And I think a lot of the textures and layering and the time, you can hear the time that we spent as people. And as musicians. Yeah.
Also dieser Prozess war sowohl intuitiv als auch verspielt, also dass man irgendwie, sie haben sich auch eine gute Zeit gemacht. Es war lange Zeit, die sie an der Platte gearbeitet haben. Ich habe gelesen, 2021 ging es los, da gab es die ersten Ideen und dann gab es natürlich das Entstehen und so, und das war natürlich auch nicht, man geht ins Studio und arbeitet, sondern man hat zusammen Zeit verbracht und hat gegessen und miteinander gelebt, und eben diese Platte ist dabei entstanden und ist ein Dokument dieser Zeit. Und das werden wir hören. Also diese Platte ist erschienen im May. May 26th it came out, yes. Right?
Yeah, yeah, we celebrated, we had the launch on the 26th.
Okay, Equilibria heißt sie. Gleichgewichte heißt es. Und man findet, wenn man diese Platte hört, verschiedene Gleichgewichte. Und das ist sehr, sehr schön. Jetzt aber neue Musik, wunderbare Musik aus der ganzen Welt. Wir haben Neuseeland, wir haben Australien, wir haben Kanada, USA und Stuttgart vertreten hier im Studio. Hier sind Foundling Live. Viel Spaß.
Making me want to believe.
Rainy weather. I'm glad that you made it. So thank you. We're going to do just two songs right now. This one is called Call Into the Empty Sky. And it is also from the album, the new album, Equilibria. Peter just needs to make a tiny adjustment.
Find the word.
Dankeschön.
Foundling. Viel Spaß mit Foundling.
Humid evening, isn't it? It's like feeling the tropical. I was thinking about all the people who might be listening on the radio, actually, and wanted to introduce a sort of tropical feeling to what we're all feeling, I think. And how we're dressed, also. They can't see that. We've got colors and flowers and palm trees and, hope everybody's relaxing into some holiday spaces. Anyway, so nice to be here. This is our last song for the evening. It's called Piahi, and it should be kind of about the mirages, the illusions and mirages that happen on these beautiful purple skies and beaches and holiday spaces. So thank you for being here. We're family.
Aaron hat nochmal alle vorgestellt, Peter, Sam, David und Dino. Vielen, vielen Dank und danke Aaron fürs Hiersein und für den Urlaub im Kopf, den ihr uns durch die Musik gemacht habt. Herrlich, wunderbar, Dankeschön. Und das Album, wie gesagt, heißt Equilibria und wir sind froh, dass ihr heute bei uns wart. Vielen Dank, thank you very much, bye.